Well, the hamburgers and hot dogs are cooking, so at some point you're going to start smelling them. So I'm going to get right into this so we can plow through it. There's a whole bunch of things to talk about today, and once again, it's kind of a flavor. If you will, this is an infomercial, all right? This is normally sermon time, but right now we're going to be talking about all the ministry opportunities that we have going on. What we want to do is we actually want to paint a picture of all the ministries that are offered to you and your family in the season and how you might fit in to what has been provided by our leadership and leadership teams and individuals. And there's no shortage of ministry opportunities. We're not even actually going to talk about all of them, but we're going to feature some of them. And the ones that we're featuring today are all based on God's Word. It's based off of truth found in God's Word that's promised to not return to him void. So think about this passage of scripture in Isaiah chapter 55. It says this, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." God's word will come to us through these ministries that we're featuring today, and his word will accomplish all that it was sent out to do. So let the infomercial begin. All right? First of all, we have corporate worship, right? This is our building where the saints of God gather every Sunday morning. This is a weekly touch point for all of us with God and with God's people. The corporate gathering is critical for all of our growth in Christ. And I would encourage all of us, I'm not just saying this because I have to be here every Sunday. I'm saying this because I want this to be the priority of all of our weeks. Your attendance here is needed for your sake and for the sake of others. Think about this. This is the gathering of the assembly of the called out ones in the world that are called and identify as Christians, Christ ones. And we get to gather together here and we collectively make up this little local body of Christ. We are the very hands and feet to one another when we gather here and also to a watching world. And so we have to take this time seriously. We need to engage with God and we need to engage with one another when we are here with a joy-filled seriousness. Like, make this gathering the priority of your week. You look forward to 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, gathering here at 586 Birch Bay, Linden Road. We have to engage, and we have to engage once we are here. Don't just be a bump on the log. When you come into this building, you will more than likely be greeted by somebody at the doors, right? But you should also seek to greet other people. This is a place for all of us to be sought after and all of us to belong to. And so I would just highly encourage you to not only make this place a priority, this time slot a priority, but get here early. Get here before to intentionally interact with one another. And I get it. I understand that Sunday mornings we can just kind of be, you know, rushing in, you know, in an isolated panic, like, if people only knew what happened in the car before I walked in these doors, I get it, right? But plan to get here early to intentionally engage with other people. Come in with your eyes wide open and asking the Spirit of God to direct you to people that need a little dose of your attention. This isn't about you just coming here and getting. This is about you coming here and giving of your attention to other people and your attention to God, and we get blessed in return from that. So no one here is unimportant. Every one of us here at this gathering, if you're truly born again, think about this, are indwelt by the very Spirit of the living God, and you are empowered and you are gifted by the Spirit for the common good of everyone else in this room. So engage with one another with intentional acts of Christian fellowship. And that means you come together as you make this time slot a priority this semester. and you engage and you welcome one another. Romans 15, 7, it says this, therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. So get here early and intentionally try to interact with other people. Welcome them. We can glorify God just by creating a welcoming atmosphere in this place. Just by saying, hey, I'm not the only one in the world trying to follow King Jesus. But there's hundreds of others. And so welcome one another, and you can glorify God in that process just by welcoming. We can glorify him just by creating a welcoming atmosphere. But then also when we gather, every member should minister to one another as we sing truth-filled songs with vigor and enthusiasm, with joy in our hearts. And you've heard me say this before, and I will say it again. Our gestures give weight to our words. And our facial expressions give weight to our words. And our God is worthy of our expressive praise. If I said to you, how great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Versus like, how great is our God? Would you sing with me? How great is our God? Right, the difference is in the face. The countenance is totally different. Our gestures and our facial expressions give weight to our words as we express ourselves to our God through musical worship. And then we seek to faithfully preach and proclaim God's word. And I'm super excited. I've loved Summer in the Psalms, but I can't wait to get back in the Gospel of Mark starting next week. And I just planned out the rest of the Gospel of Mark, and we're going to end on Resurrection Sunday in Mark 16. How blessed are we for that? It's so cool. We've been in this series for 2 years now, and we're going to finish on Resurrection Sunday with the resurrection of Jesus. And so we seek to faithfully preach and proclaim God's word. And there's also opportunities to discreetly give our tithes and our offerings. Some of you have asked about this, especially if you're new. We actually don't set aside time in our gathering to give, but you can still let your giving be done between you and the Lord with the offering boxes in the back of the sanctuary and in the gym as well. And obviously, you can give online as well. Part of Christian worship is giving, and we are to do so without letting our left hand know what our right hand is doing. And so we have small, unassuming boxes, and you can do it online as well, where you can worship the Lord in a discreet manner. But that's part of our worship. And this gathering, I like to call it the engine that drives everything at FCC. So we have to be doing this gathering right. It's that important. All of us. Children, students, young adults, seniors need to find a connection, not just with a segment ministry of the church, that's great, but with this gathering at this time slot in this building for God's glory and for our good. Amen? We have to connect here. So don't forsake this gathering. Don't break away from this flock that's gathered. Don't try to fight the fight of faith by yourself alone, but take advantage of the gift that has been given to us as we meet every week regularly as a little outpost of the greater heavenly kingdom of God at 586 Birch Bay Linden Road, the corporate worship gathering. And another vital ministry that takes place on Sundays occurs 1 hour before this gathering that we can all be a part of, and that's what we call the Faith University Equipping Hour. The Faith University Equipping Hour, there's intentionality behind it. It's not just Sunday school. We've entitled it Faith University Equipping Hour so that we can equip you in such a way to be a lifelong learner, apprentice, and disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in that time slot, we meet in the gym, and we want to be insanely practical with what we teach and how we teach it. And this semester, we're going to be featuring some different teachers and teachings that will center on spiritual formation. We're going to be talking about who are you and I becoming? And we want to discover different spiritual practices, habits, and disciplines that the people of God has historically used so that they can be formed into the character of Christ. And I get it that spiritual formation can happen organically, but if we really want to grow in our godliness, that usually requires some sort of intentionality. And so coming to that time slot to be equipped, to learn how can I grow, to be more Christ-like, is going to be essential for you. And I don't use those words lightly. I think it is essential. Because FCC is a fellowship of disciples who have it as our ambition to make and mature more disciples. And Faith University Equipping Hour helps us accomplish that mission. And so we should all take advantage of this, even if you haven't before. It starts next week. Try it. And actually, this year, I'm really excited about this. It's going to be a little bit different as we're going to be adding to what has been offered previously in the past. We're going to actually offer a few electives that will be offered at various times. And so I want to show you a graphic here that's I'm really excited about. This is the teaching plan for the semester. As we meet in the gym at 9 a.m. from 9 till 9:45, this is what we have set up, and a couple different electives I want to point out to you. So we're going to talk about next week, called into conformity, into the image of Christ, and then we're going to be working our way through here. You can see that we have some electives in education room number 6 this semester. So that's in our education building right across the gym, right across that little stretch of sidewalk in the very back room there. It's a really nice room. And we're going to be talking about FCC membership class, which is focused on two different Sundays, September 22nd and October 6th. So if you've been around FCC for a while and you're like, hey, what is membership like there? Those are the elective classes that we want to make available to you. So come and you can learn more about what FCC is all about, and we can train you up to be an intentional disciple here, and then we can bring you into membership at some point in the future. So if you just want to kind of kick the tires and learn more about FCC, these are the electives that you want to come to. Another elective that we have is Baptism and Lord's Supper class. We call it the Ordinances of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you have yet to be baptized, and you've been walking with King Jesus for a while now. And it actually should be the first step of obedience is your baptism, your submission to him to declare him publicly as your Lord. And so some of you need to attend this class and learn what baptism and the Lord's Supper is all about, because we want to schedule a baptism service later on this fall semester. So we want to encourage you to come to that baptism class to learn what baptism is, and then we can set you up to be baptized at some point in the future. Some things that I'm really, really excited about is this elective class down here that's going to be led by Bob Burcham. This is going to be we're going to highly encourage anyone who's involved in leading an adult Bible study, a life group, or student ministry small groups, or WANA leaders to attend this elective to learn how to prepare a Bible study, how to prepare yourself, how to prepare the lesson, how to prepare some discussion questions, how to handle Bible studies when you're leading in a small group. Bob Burcham is going to do a fantastic job. He's actually taught this before at another church, and I've invited him to participate here and teach. So if you are one of those types of people, as far as leading a class or a life group, we'd love for you to go to that. And I can't stress the importance of these gatherings enough. These gatherings will help you move from being a one-time slot person to a two-time slot person, and it might make all the difference in the world of how you experience the community of FCC. And I'm super excited about this too. We're actually introducing Student Equipping Hour this semester. So not just once a month, but every week, Lane Garcia is going to be taking our junior high and high school students through some equipping of the Bible Project videos. And so if you are a junior high and high school student, say, hey, what is for me? We got something for you. We got something for you. And prayer is vital. So I wanted to highlight these. We introduced these about 2 years ago, the Corporate Church Prayer Hour, where we just gather together and we assess the needs of what's in the room at that time, and we just pray. So don't miss the highlighted green segments that we've planned for every third week. We're actually also going to be starting collecting prayer requests on a weekly basis from the congregation, and we're going to be putting them into the bulletin every week so that this church can know how to pray for one another. I know that a lot of us have missed that. I think historically it's been done in the past and just kind of fell by the wayside. But there are tons of prayer requests that the people of God need to be praying for. And that's going to be the fuel that ignites this prayer time every third week and every Sunday, as you will know how to specifically pray for different needs in the congregation. And some of you might say, well, what do I do with my kids during that time slot? Bring them and equip them. All right? Every week we have George and Janet Bean Blossom training up disciples in their class. Every week we have Monica Boss training up little disciples, caring for the kids in her class. And like I said, this year we're going to have student equipping hour for 7th through 12th grade with Lane Garcia. Man, what an opportunity. To turn into a two-time slot person is going to be critical for the way that you engage in the fellowship here at FCC. We also have men's and women's Bible studies. Obviously, these are focused on God's Word. These are going to be offerings for the women this year. Wednesday mornings at 9:45 a.m., Erica Burdan and Janet Lee are going to be leading a study on the book of Hebrews. Anna Mae Ferguson is going to be leading a study on 1 and 2 Samuel. Ruth DeBoer is going to be leading a study on the Psalms. And then Wednesday night, we have another offering for those of you that can't make it and you don't have availability during the day. We have a women's Bible study going through the book of Acts with Christine Reinhart and Tanya Ward. So there's no shortage of opportunities for you even midweek. For the men this year, we have a Wednesday a.m., 6 a.m. call time, all right, at Rustlers, and Arnie Blankers and a crew of men have been studying through the Bible for years now, and I think right now they're in the book of Isaiah. Is that right? Somewhere in Isaiah. So just show up and they study God's word. And do you guys eat there too or have coffee or something at 6 a.m.? You got to do something, right? So, and then we have a Wednesday night study. We're going through the book of Job, and that's with Dan Gross and Glenn Wass. So, men's and women's Bible studies. We also have life group. It's really easy to kind of just blend into a big group, but it's really hard to like peel the layers back in this big setting. And so life groups is really where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. We need each other, and we all have a strong sense of a need to belong somewhere. And these bigger gatherings are hard places to do that. So small groups can provide a place, and a life group can provide a place for you to be known and to know each other. And so most of those life groups are working through life group questions found on the backside of your sermon notes, based on the Sunday morning message, but the groups also have the autonomy to work through topical studies of their own that might be relevant to the needs of each individual life group. And so you're like, hey, that sounds great. How do I join? And that's a little bit where the challenge comes in, because some groups have been established for a long time and they actually are kind of a closed group because they have intimate knowledge of each other and they don't want to mess up that camaraderie or that fellowship there. And so sometimes there's little space available for existing groups, but some groups do have some room to take on one or two people or new families. But most groups, and that I've been a part of, have been formed from connections with people I've already had some sort of connection with. And so if you have a few friends that are new to FCC, or if you know some people that are here, just ask them. Maybe they're just acquaintances right now, but you say, hey, would you be interested in being in a life group with me? Or if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can reach out and get plugged into one of the existing life groups, and you can reach out to either the church office or our elder, Aaron Schiffman, is going to be walking around with a little clipboard today during the barbecue time, so you can just go find him and say, hey, I'm interested in life groups, or reach out to the church office. We also have children's ministry. Starting off, we have this thing called Teaching Time with Pastor Danny. And you've heard us reference this before. And this is a time slot for 4th and 5th graders to get a chance to get acclimated into student ministry. You know, because we know that transition can kind of be difficult. So just kind of learning what student ministry is about, but actually being able to sit under his teaching and leadership, and Lord willing, it will prove to be a vital connection point with the student ministry in the years to come. And it's on the 4th Sunday of each month. We have Awana. Garrett and Elaine Camp, we started all things this last week, didn't we? And we had a building full of children and adults working alongside each other. And I just want to have a time where we can stretch our legs for a second. So I want to ask you this question, and you have to interact with it. Who came to know Christ at the age of 3 or 4? If you came to know Christ at the age of 3 or 4, could you stand up? Anybody that came to know Christ at 3 or 4? Okay, if you came to know Christ at either 5 or 6, could you stand up? No, and stay 3 or 4, stay standing. Yeah. Okay, so 3, 4, 5, 6. How about 7 or 8? 7 or 8. How about 9 or 10? Okay, how about 11 or 12? How about 13 or 14? How about 15 or 16? And I stand up at 16, that's when I came to know Christ. How about 17 or 18? Look around. Stay standing. If anyone is passionate about evangelism and discipleship, look, it happens between the ages, most likely between the ages of 0 and 18. So if you're passionate about the Great Commission, about evangelism and discipleship, we should be running to our children's ministry director, Melanie Moyer, to Garrett and Elaine, Wana Commanders, Pastor Danny, and saying, how can I help? Look at the most bang for your buck. It's evident. Work in children's ministries, making disciples who can mature and eventually make and mature more disciples. You can be seated now. The rest of you aren't scrubs. All right? And we just thank the Lord for his grace to bring you to Christ and faith later on in life. But this is historically what happens. Discipleship ministry and evangelism takes place so much in children's ministry. We should run to Pastor Danny and Melanie Moyer and Garrett and Elaine and ask, hey, how can I help you in your ministry? We also want to show a picture. We had Vacation Bible School this last summer, as we always do, and we raised money for an organization called Tiny Tots. And so here are some pictures. Our own Melanie Moyer got to be part of the ribbon-cutting ceremony at Tiny Tots. It's like a kid's closet down in Arlington, Washington. I think we raised well over $1,000 for that to buy some car seats for that. So we just want to kind of give you that update that your money wasn't in vain. We actually got this place up and running again after they lost their building. And so we just want to celebrate what God did with that over the summer. Faith Community Church Preschool works as a direct extension of our children's ministry into the community itself. Heather Phillips and Kristen Rafferty are going to be working with 3-year-olds this year. Melissa Tabert and Debbie Myers will be instructing the 4-year-olds. This year, again, we have 24 kids enrolled in the program. So we're praising God for that. We still actually have a little bit of room. So if you know people that are looking for a Christ-exalted, Christ-centered preschool, tell them about this opportunity. Jesus said, let the little children come to me. This might be one of the most important segment ministries that we can offer to the outside community. So please pray for them and support them in any way that you can. And once again, it's Christmas just around the corner, and we have a children's Christmas play. And Leah Calvin is going to be organizing that. So if you have yet to sign up for that, there is a sign up in the gym where you can say, I want to be involved with this, or if you're a parent, say, I want my kid to be involved with this, or I want to help out with this, please sign up today as we're trying to get this thing up and running. Make sure you connect with her at some point today. We have student ministry starting this Wednesday night. Someone came up to me today, right before the service, and said, hey, when does youth group start? I said, dude, Wednesday, right? It's 6:30. It's a weekly touch point with truth. It's Illuminate. It's our student ministry. Pastor Danny and his leadership team are ready and eager to meet the needs of junior high and high school students this semester. And like I said, we have student equipping hour this year. Some of you, if you don't know the information, connect with Pastor Danny today. Danny, can you just stand up real quick just so everybody knows who you are? Let's clap for Danny, all right? He is so on top of it. He sends out weekly emails about what's happening in student ministry. So if you're not getting those yet, please contact him today so he can get you on that list. And also, we have weekly emails that we send out as a church letting people know about all these ministry opportunities. It's called Our Spirit of Faith. It's kind of like the news publication that we send out every week, so sign up for that as well. We have young adult ministry. Pastor Danny and Frank and Taylor Sprague oversee that. They meet on Sunday nights in the youth room at 6:30 to 8. This year, they're going to be doing a series on dating and relationships, right? Woo-hoo-hoo! So you're like, I want to go to that, maybe, right? So if you're looking for somebody, there you go. Dating and relationships, young adult ministry. We have a thing called Hymn Sing starting up on September 24th. And then we meet every other week up until Christmas. We're going to be studying the Hallel Psalms this semester. Psalms 113 through 118, Hallel means praise. And while many psalms praise God, these are a set of psalms that focuses on the themes of deliverance that were accomplished through the Exodus event. And so these psalms were recited at Jewish feasts, and especially when celebrating the Passover. And we know that Christ is our Passover lamb, and he suffered once for our sin. So now we have every reason to gather as often as we can to sing Hallel to our glorious King, to sing praises to him. And so these hymn sing events that we have on Tuesday mornings at 10:30, starting on September 24th, are fantastic for building community and bolstering our faith. I know some people take off an hour or two from work to come to that. And I know that some of you don't have the flexibility to do that. I understand that. But try to come to one or two this semester. I think you'll be encouraged. We drink coffee. We have treats. We get to sing from the hymnal, and we get to study the Bible. And then even some people even get together and go out to lunch afterwards. It's a wonderful time of fellowship. And then we also have biblical counseling offering available for you. Many of you know that we have partnered with the Biblical Counseling Center in Chicago. We've been trained up. We've, at this point, trained up 11 lay biblical counselors over the past few years. And the most recent addition to that team is Galen Olson. Galen, can you stand up real quick? We've already featured you already, but... I'm just going to actually have all of our biblical counselors stand as I call out your name. So we have Tim Smith, Helen Martin, Garrett and Elaine Camp, Erica Burdan, Jan Swanson, Ethan Smith, Shane Hamstra, Suzanne Clark, Joel Reinhardt, and Galen Olson. If you're present, can you please just stand up real quick? These are people that have gone, and you can clap for them, yeah. These are people that have taken very great intentionality to study how to interact with you and have grace-filled conversations based off of truth to meet the needs that you are facing. And so if you have a problem coming up in your lives, please reach out. And you can be seated now. Please reach out. Don't just remain isolated in your issues, but reach out to the church office and say, hey, can I meet with Pastor Sean or one of those biblical counselors you mentioned earlier? God calls each of us to engage each other with hope, help, and truth. Romans 15:14, it says this, I myself am satisfied about you, brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. We all have problems. We all have issues. So don't just remain isolated. Come to somebody who has had some sort of training to help engage in a conversation with you that's full of goodness, filled with a lot of knowledge, and that is able to instruct you and admonish you in that season of your life. And so those are individuals that are able to engage with those who are hurting with truth and grace-filled conversations. And I know that we have two more people that are interested in going through that training. We're actually going to be shifting potentially gears with how we go about the training, so just stay tuned on that. If you are interested in becoming a biblical counselor, reach out to the church office and we'll find out how we can slot you into that training. So here's the thing. Why do we do all these things? We didn't mention everything, but why do we do those things? We stress every member ministry here. So if you come here, you are important. Many, many, many of you are involved in some capacity, and you have been for years. We're grateful for that. But there's many, many of you here that have just started coming over the last few weeks and months, or maybe even years, and you've just kind of never been really involved. We want to let you know about these opportunities. And why is because this is our verse, for what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. We proclaim and we serve. That's what FCC does. And I've referenced this verse before. We proclaim. It's the word keruso. It means to publicly announce or to herald news. And what we're trying to publicly announce is not ourselves. Instead, we want to proclaim something about somebody else, and that someone else is the cornerstone of this church. It's the cornerstone that the builders rejected, but we proclaim Jesus Christ as the Lord. We proclaim Jesus. We proclaim the one whose very name means he will save his people from their sins. Listen, the gospel, when it comes to you, doesn't just give you a few new lessons to live by. It resurrects you. It gives you a new life. And so we proclaim Jesus, the one whose name means he will save his people from their sins. And we proclaim that he is the Christ. He's the anointed one of God who was promised from long ago and then who came, and guess what? Who is coming again. And we proclaim that he is the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Lord. He is the Lord. He's the one that demonstrated supernatural authority over all of humankind and all of his creation. FCC is not about any one of us or our preferences. It's about Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen? And then look at this verse. It's amazing. If you look closely at the text, it says, Jesus Christ is Lord, and we apostles, Paul is saying, are your servants, servants of the Corinthians. Paul is, other places says he's a servant of Christ, but in this context, he says, look, I am a servant of the Corinthians. He identifies himself as existing in a perpetual state of being completely controlled by someone else. Something outside of him, something that exists outside of him, he is subservient to. He's controlled by the needs of the Corinthians. Why would he do that? Why would he submit himself to that? Well, that's what Jesus had done for him. Mark 10:45 says, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. So listen, if we mimic the movements of the one who gave his life as a ransom for many in a great act of service by laying his life down, what do you think that we ought to do as well? We must lay down our lives for other people and not just come to this community and be like, me, give me. It's we come here to pour ourselves out in service as we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and we see other people and we're wide-eyed and say, how can I meet that need? How can I be subservient to that person and care for them? Because that's what the Son of Man came to do, to serve. Not to be served. So we don't show up here expecting to be served and we want it my way. No, we show up and we say, how can I bless this place? And if we mimic the movements of the one who gave his life as a ransom for many, that's what we must do as well, because that's what we're ultimately committed to. We proclaim Christ and we serve others because we are a fellowship of disciples who make and mature more disciples. That's what FCC is. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for even considering being involved in some capacity with just one of these ministries, especially Sunday morning, so that we could do this, that we could exist as a fellowship of disciples, of learners of Jesus Christ, and then have it as our desire to make and mature more disciples. And the only way that we can do this is because we have been loved so deeply by our God. And so I want to close our gathering by having us stand, and we're going to sing one final song about just the gospel. God so loved the world. Let's go ahead and stand. That he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Let's stand as we sing this song together, and I close with a prayer and a benediction. But we can come to him weary. We can come to him needy. And we can find that he is the all-satisfying satisfier of our souls. And so let's sing with enthusiasm. Let's sing with vigor. Let's sing with joy. Letting our gestures give weight to our words and our facial expressions, that we have a God who loves us. Amen? Amen. Amen.